I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson. And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time.
Hi, and welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time. Sean here, your host. With me, as always, my wonderful wife, Alexandria.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show.
And today, we're going to be talking about our favorite topic, which is...
Grayson, of course.
Of course, yes. We love talking about Grayson all the time.
Our baby.
Oh, definitely. So we're going to give you a little Grayson update today.
Yes.
Fill you in on some of the stuff and progress and different things that have been happening since, I believe it was episode 25 was the last time we did a Grayson update. And
yes,
we're already on episode 42. Man,
gosh,
time is flying.
Yes, it is. It's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. So to start off, we finally... have our BA, Kim, back.
Yes.
In home, so in person. Exciting. And, oh my gosh.
We love her.
Yes, she's just great. She's so knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Like, she's so in touch with, you know, like a
whole... So open-minded.
Yeah, holistic approach, full, you know, full person treatment approach.
Yeah.
Open to all different ideas. You know, she obviously... absolutely loves Grayson. She was upset that she couldn't see him for pretty much a year because of the pandemic.
He loves her too.
Oh yeah, he goes right up to her,
he
gives
does.
Her a hug.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's nice having her in person again because it just makes things a little more cohesive instead of doing it over telehealth and trying to see what the therapist is doing. You know.
Yeah.
She can help, you know, model things and. You know, for Grayson and things like that. So, and I feel like they have a really good relationship, and he's almost like a little calmer when she's around.
He does everything perfectly when she's around. Like, oh, she's here. Kim's here. We gotta be good.
Yeah, like, you know, the principal's here. We gotta make sure we don't do anything wrong.
He's so cute. Oh my god, he's the best.
Oh yeah, and I think we did mention previously that we started adding hours. We brought on a new therapist.
We did.
Which the first one we brought on didn't work out. I think we mentioned that.
Yes, yes.
Just wasn't the right fit, wasn't the right style for Grayson.
Yeah.
Grayson definitely needs someone that's a little bit on the stricter side and not somebody that is super laid back, you know, because... a lot of his
behaviors, too, are just like he wants to
escape doing something. And if somebody's not going to follow through, then it's going to be a problem.
And I do feel like, you know, the one that didn't work out didn't really have a lot of experience. I feel like our therapist that we have now, we love her. Grayson loves her. I feel like she is a good fit. I feel like she really already as as early as it is, I feel like she does understand Grayson a lot.
Yeah,
and Grayson
definitely.
Has taken very well to her.
Not to mention, her very first thing she did after her first session was go home and listen to almost every podcast episode.
So we love her. So, yeah. So we're hoping she'll be on our podcast soon.
Yes.
Give you guys some more insight from a different perspective.
She is fairly recently out of college.
Yeah, but she's awesome.
So it's nice to get the perspective of kind of... what the education process for her was like. I know she's planning on getting her BCBA eventually. So,
yeah.
Like, what that whole, you know, education process was like since it was so recent, you know, to kind of compare, you know, what they are doing now that's different than what they were doing, you know, 10, 12, 15 years ago, what have you.
Absolutely.
So we're excited about that.
Yeah, we're just so excited that it just happened so quick that Grayson really accepted her and started working with her, and it really takes a weight off of our shoulders of having somebody who knows what they're doing that Grayson likes, as opposed to no experience and just having to show them everything, and, you know, it's hard sometimes. So, next on the list is soccer progressions.
Yes, so...
no progressions.
No, that's not true.
I'm just kidding.
So, we got him to soccer.
Uh-huh.
Well, we've been to, obviously had soccer probably like 6 times since our last update. And you know, the first time he fell asleep in the car. I got him out and to sit on my lap next to the soccer field for 15 minutes.
That was huge.
The next time we got him there and he did some of the activities, we were, what were we, pairs? We were pairs, me and Grayson.
Yeah, everybody was, every child was a fruit. And when they called your fruit, you had to start running across the field. So they were a pair. So, you know, Sean had to help him and guide him where to go and things like that. But the one practice...
He didn't even want... He just kept wanted to keep running past the end of the cones.
He's like,
I'm
out of here. See you later,
he's like,
kids.
Let's just keep going. I just want to run. Uh-huh,
uh-huh. But the one practice, when they were all cheering him on, he kicked the soccer ball in the net and the goal. I just... Oh, my God. I just lost it, guys.
I turned around and she was bawling her eyes out.
All the kids were cheering, make a goal or score a goal. A goal. And I, once I heard those kids, I was like, oh, my God. They're cheer. Oh my gosh, that's it. I'm done. Like, I was just a disaster after that. Yeah. I just, it's just unbelievable to watch him do things like that and hear kids cheer him on because you just don't know what the future holds. So it's surreal.
Yeah, when you have a child with autism, every milestone, everything that happens is just so, so important.
It's huge.
So memorable and you know, everything else. So.
Even, like, I remember when he, like, first really got receptive language and developed that. Remember, I was like, babe, I said something, and he just did it. Like, and it's so weird because, like, for a child that had no receptive language for three and a half years, you know, at that point when he had no receptive language, it was like, my dog was understanding more than my child was. And that was weird. You know, like I could say to my dog, put this in the container. She did it and he didn't understand what I was saying. So when he turned around and did what I asked him to do, I was like, oh my God, like this is a human. Like, cause I was so used to interacting with the dog all the time that just understood. And I was like, oh my God, like, he's like a regular kid. Like, I said something, he listened, he did it. Like, that's so weird.
Yeah.
And that's just so hard to grasp. And it's just such a normal thing that you're like, wow, he did that, you know?
And his receptive language has gotten so good that, you know, he actually, like, responds verbally now.
He says, yeah. That's his back talking. I love it, though. And we didn't realize where he got it from. But the other night, Sean was saying something to me, and I was like, yeah. And he was like, that's where he got it from. And I remember when I used to work, people would make fun of me because they'd said something like, yeah. And I would just say it so fast. And now we tell him to do something. I think the one day we're like, I don't want to see you doing that again. He's like, yeah. And I was like, I love it. You can back talk to me any day, kid.
And then what about when he was on the phone with Grandma?
Yeah, and
video.
Grandma. Yeah, and he said hi to Grandma. Just clear as day. He said it twice so far. She kept saying hi, Grace, and he was like, hi. So we're making progress. You know,
amazing.
Small steps.
I couldn't believe
how
clearly he said it, and not only once. He said it twice on two separate phone calls in the same day.
Well, that's exactly how he said orange that day with me. It was clear as day. He was like, orange, and he never repeated it. I never heard it again. But it was so clear as if he's always said it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I know you just said orange. And like people must have thought I was crazy because this was like 2 years ago. I'm like, he said orange. The kid didn't even know how to say one word, but he said orange. Like, and I know people didn't believe me, but I was like, I heard him. I heard him. Like, so.
Yeah. And then we were, the new therapist was here last week.
Yeah.
And we asked him, Grayson, do you miss the dance parties? And he's like, yeah.
I know. We're like, okay. Dance parties coming up then.
So
we did that.
So the next day, we took him to the beach.
Yeah.
His therapy had a doctor's appointment or whatever.
So it was canceled.
So
we took advantage of the time.
So we took advantage. We went to the beach for the day. Then we came home and we had a dance party.
Yeah, we sure did.
Grayson fell asleep pretty early, though. He was pretty exhausted.
Yeah.
Middle of the dance party.
He had a ball.
So then we also had a lot... we've been having a lot of joint attention.
Yes.
With outside at night, with the moon.
And tell them about what he did with therapy yesterday. He brought me and you his completed... puzzles.
Oh, yeah. He brought us the completed puzzles because he wanted to show them off.
Which is huge. I mean, he's never done that, and he just walked over from the table, walked away from the therapist, brought me his completed puzzle, and I was like, oh, my God, I feel like I should hang it up on the refrigerator. I actually might, honestly. He has a lot more puzzles. It'll be fine. He won't miss it. And then he brought me the word box, which is a three-piece puzzle, which he just puts the letters together. Sean, he brought him fox. So he brought us two words that rhyme, box and fox. It was the cutest thing. And then, like, Sean was standing in the kitchen because he had walked away for a minute when Grayson brought me his puzzle. And Sean was in the kitchen, and Grayson, like, brought it over, and Sean was like, what's going on? I was like, he's showing you his completed puzzle. Like, this is new.
Which is joint attention, because he's, like, interacting, and he's like
look what I just
did,
Dad.
Look at this. Mm-hmm. Which is the same thing with the moon. Like, he's pointing up at the moon or the sky.
He loves it.
And then he wants you to point with him. So, like, he's having that, like, social interaction where he said, saying, like, look at this, which is joint attention.
We never had that before. He's never pointed, like, look at this.
Yeah. So. Which is a big, big, big thing for kids with autism.
That's huge, yeah.
We've also been continuing our speech therapy.
Mm-hmm. Every Monday we do it.
And how's that been
going? For a half hour. It's been going great. This past session this week, the therapist had said, you know, he has a bus, like a Fisher-Price huge bus, and he puts his Sesame Street characters in there. And she had said, like, put Elmo in the bus, put Grover in the bus. Take Grover out of the bus, and he does all of that. And then she says, put the bus on the couch. He puts the bus on the couch. She says, put Elmo on the couch. He did that. I mean, right away. Like, he knows the language of in, on, you know, on top of all of that stuff. And then she said, put the bus on the floor. Remember, he, like, slammed the bus down.
Yeah, he, like, dropped it. He picked it up and dropped it on the floor.
All the kids were in an accident that day. Like, no, I'm just kidding.
He's like, I know how to, you should know, I know how to do this stuff.
Like, there, you happy? Like,
come on.
So
give me something harder, guys.
But we were still surprised that he got them all right. It just goes to show you how much receptive language he has now. And, you know, guys, that makes us feel so good because you need receptive language to be able to speak. And Grayson is nonverbal. So, you know, Grayson, it has always been very delayed with everything, but he always ends up doing it. So what I'm hoping is, like, almost with Grayson, like, he's back at that one-year mark right now. He's pointing like a one-year-old should be. He's getting receptive language and responding like a one-and-a-half-year-old should be. So what I'm hoping is, right now that he's at that mark, yeah, a lot of children do develop speech about one and a half, between 1 and 2. So what I'm hoping is that's where we're at now. He understands everything, and now I'm hoping the words will come soon, you know, follow.
Yeah, and he's making a lot more sounds. He's making different sounds.
Yeah.
Like the H sound, the B sound, the D sound, the W sound, the Y sound. I mean, we were doing the alphabet. He was watching the alphabet the other day, and when A came on, he went, ah.
Yeah.
Ah.
And he's doing ba,
so,
ba.
Yeah, so. Definitely a lot of progress.
You know, small strides, but one step at a time, guys. One day at a time. You'll get there.
Yeah. And he's also been trying to socially interact with kids. He's been watching the kids a lot at the pool. Mm-hmm. He has been, like, we go to the playground, like, he's sitting there, like, on the swing.
Yeah.
Watching the kids. Mm-hmm. Like, watching what they're doing. So, like,
some of them I don't want him to watch. No, I'm just kidding. Because they do bad things.
But, well, still, it's great to see, like,
it him, is. I'm joking.
Like,
it seems like he has exposure.
He has a desire to, you know,
Interact a little bit.
Yeah. He might not be ready to actually go try and interact.
But at least he's aware and watching at least what they're doing and talking, hearing them.
The one day I was there with him, though, they have the spinny alphabet things. The ones you were playing with him last time.
It's like
time
the letters
there.
And you can spin them.
So,
the word.
So, yeah, Alex wasn't with me when I took him there the other time. But I did send her some pictures of it.
Yeah.
And I was, like, far away. I was, like, 20 feet away. And he was under there spinning them, and he was spinning them with another kid next to him, spinning the other ones. So, like, that's, like, a big deal for him.
Yeah.
So, he's excited.
Definitely.
And he loves the swings now, completely on his own, independent, in the, you know, kiddie swing. He used to be scared to death of it, but he loves it now. So, like, he's like little Mr. Independent in the pool. You know, he's been loving the pool. Get off of me. Don't hold me. Don't do this. I want to do it all on my own. Swimming all around like a little fishy.
Mm-hmm.
When we were at the beach, he tried to run straight into the beach. Straight into the beach. Straight into the water.
Yeah.
Like, it was cold, too. But he was like, let's go. I want to go in.
Yeah. He don't care. Doesn't care. And the cold, I think, sometimes calms him, too.
Oh, yeah. And I couldn't believe he was, like, an absolute angel on that beach. Sat in a tent, playing with his stuff. Me and Alex got to play paddleball for a little while. Like, didn't have to, like, chase him down the beach the whole time, like, years ago.
Yeah, thank God.
So, which was really nice. And then, what am I forgetting? I mean, we've been working on potty training.
Yes.
We haven't been consistent enough with it, which is our fault. But he does, I mean, he doesn't pee all night long.
He doesn't have accidents anymore.
His problem is he holds it until we put a diaper on him, or he'll ask to put a diaper on so he can go.
Right.
Or if we try putting underwear on him, he thinks underwear is the diaper.
Yes.
And goes. He doesn't realize that it's not the same as a diaper. No. He's going to figure that out, though. Yeah.
In time, he'll know that feeling when he has to go and be able to tell us, like, hey, I have to go to the bathroom, and we'll be able to walk him to the bathroom.
He walked in the bathroom when I was going the other day, and he was, like, standing there mesmerized by, like...
Yeah.
Me going to the bathroom, like, wow, that's interesting. How does that work? So, but, you know, he's interested in a lot of things.
He is. He's
like,
amazing.
He pays attention.
So alert.
Like, when you're doing something, he's like, what are you doing? Like, we're watching something on, you know, YouTube or something.
I know. He's like,
what is that? What are you doing?
Out? Tell them about when you
work out. Oh, my gosh. sometimes when I work out, sometimes at first he, like, doesn't want me to work out. He doesn't want the video on.
Yeah.
Then he'll get, like, super excited, and he'll stand in front of me while I'm working out and, like, just jump up and down like bananas.
He's so cute.
Like, and then when I do the stuff when I'm on the ground laying down, like, you know, chest presses and, you know, tricep presses and all different things like that, like, or abs, he jumps on top of me and just lays on top of me while I'm doing it. So,
yeah. It's the cutest thing.
And then when he doesn't want me to work out, he'll try to take the dumbbells and lift them up and grab them from me. I'm these weigh as much or more than you.
Yesterday when Sean was working out, remember, he kept, like, trying to help you lift from the bottom. Like, here, Dad, I'll help you. Yeah. Like, you're not really helping, but thank you. It was the cutest thing. They were, like,
we're
going
to try to
together.
Get some little, like, 2-pound dumbbells.
Yeah, I tried to show him how to, like, do a
squat. 1-pound dumbbells, yeah. So he can,
and that's good to teach them, and good for them to see that you're, you know, keeping fit, you're keeping up with physical activity. It's a good example for them, so.
Yeah. You're the best example for your own child.
Absolutely. They will mimic everything you do. Look at the yeah.
Yeah.
I got my nonverbal son to speak by what I do.
You know, like, kids should not be looking up to, you know, these celebrities, athletes, stuff like that. The best person for them to look up to is you.
It's not real life.
Is you as a parent. You need to be their hero. So.
Yeah.
You know, if you can make that happen, you know you've raised your kid right.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. Always respect your children, and they will always respect you.
Where'd you learn that?
My grandmother.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wise woman.
Yeah. Sure was. Raised.
She loved Grayson, too.
3 kids. Always respected her.
Oh, yeah.
So.
So, you have anything else to add? Oh, well, I have something to add.
Okay.
We're recording during the day.
Your own question.
We're recording during the day right now.
We are.
We went to the pool earlier.
Uh-huh.
And Grayson passed out, and he's sleeping in bed behind us. So that means
we're
going to be up to, like, 1 in the morning tonight.
Maybe later. So we're just going to go and order out tonight, get some good food, and stay up late, and I'm going to eat some wings and just relax.
Yeah. So
maybe we'll catch up on our shows tonight, since we'll be up all night.
if we're up, yeah, we probably should. We have shows we haven't watched in, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
So we don't get much time to do that with the TV anymore.
No.
So
no,
it's all right. We're busy trying to, you know, provide you guys with great content, and you know, a lot of the other projects we're working on, and
absolutely,
yeah. So we're really happy to do that. That's like, you know, our purpose in life now. And
it's crazy.
We love it.
What
we enjoy it.
What experiences take you to where you're meant to be the whole time?
Yep. Things happen. Things happen for a reason, right?
Came out with a great quote.
You always do. You have wonderful things.
Oh, thanks, babe. Say. You're so sweet.
So.
All right, guys. Well, we hope you got a lot out of... Well, no. We hope you enjoyed the Grayson update, actually. You probably didn't get much out of it.
Never know.
Like our other valuable
Yeah. For autism, building the puzzle, one piece at a time. I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
Signing off. Take care, everybody. Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com, as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson & Company Toys.